Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and right now it is time to hoop it up and talk some NBA. And how about those Dallas Mavericks? They are 8-4 right now. And earlier this week, I had a chance to head up to Dallas and do a sit-down interview with Jose Calderon, the Dallas Mavericks point guard, and he had a lot of things to say.
And once again, we have packed our bags. We are on the road in Dallas, Texas, and that's because we want to shine the spotlight on the Dallas Mavericks' new point guard, and Jose Calderon, who has certainly brought a lot of stability and leadership to this organization. Welcome to our show this weekend. It's great to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to pull back the curtain and have you walk us through what your experience has been like to be here in Dallas, to be a part of this team and this organization, because one thing that is definitely conspicuous is that you have been so well received by the Maverick fans. They love you.
Well, it's been great. It's been great so far. You know, I knew it was going to be a big change for me. I've been 8 years in the same team in Toronto, but the last 3 months in Detroit, so I didn't count those ones. So it's been really good, like you say. Fans, the city, the weather, the organization, the team, everybody received me really well. So now I just got to do my job and try to do my best to win basketball games.
Well, Jose, your job is such an awesome responsibility, playing the point position. But I have to assume that having teammates like Dirk and like Sean Marion and Vince Carter, they've helped you get situated and to get comfortable in your role.
Well, it's better for me. Make it easier. You know, my job is just to be able to play with guys who know how to play basketball. You know, it's not like you have to explain to them anything. You don't have to let them know where they have to go. It's all about just playing and read about what the defense give us in that situation. So that's why I think it's being a little bit easier for me to get that up to the new team.
Well, they know how to cultivate relationships. They know what it takes to breed a winning atmosphere. And I think a wonderful example is Vince Carter. When you guys were on the road in Orlando, how he opened up his beautiful home there and hosted a team breakfast. I mean, what a classy move and a sincere gesture to kind of get everybody, when you have 9 new players on a team, to get you guys all together.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand how important it is to know your teammates. It's not only about basketball. Sometimes you got to know how they are as a person so you can talk to them about, okay, if they make a mistake. There is some guys who like to be told what they make a mistake or how, you know, so you have to know them a little bit just to know how they're going to react in those situations. So it's really important to just hang out, you know, after the court, after basketball, after practice is done, just talk to your guys and know what they like or what they don't and how is the family, you know, like there is maybe a lot of teams, like they don't know if the guys got, families at home or not because they don't talk that much. So, you know, that's a really important thing.
You know, I highlight and talk about some of the veteran players, but as a point guard, do you feel a sense of responsibility to nurture some of the younger players, whether it's Gal or Shane Larkin or Ricky Lito, to help these guys understand what it is to be a part of the NBA, because this is their first year to be a part of the league?
Yeah, and it's tough. You know, it's a big change for everybody. It doesn't matter for Gal coming from Europe like I did 9 years ago, or for them like Lito or Shane just coming from college. It's a big change. It's a lot of around. The environment is totally different. They got to be able to, you know, ask and listen, and we're here to help, you know. So we want them to be successful, and you know, we've been in that situation before. So and they help us. So that's why we are to be able to help those guys.
Jose, this is your 9th year in the league. You spent a majority of your career in Toronto. Of course, you have the international experience in a year in Detroit. But what is it like now being 32 years of age and now finally having the opportunity to play for such a tremendous coach and head coach Rick Carlisle, a guy that's won a championship as a player and obviously as head coach in 2011?
Well, it's been really, really good at the, you know, from day one. I think we understand each other. I really like the system we're playing with. I'm having fun out there. It's a little bit different than what I used to do. And I think that's why it keeps me even more motivated, just to be every day, just be able to learn something new and to play a different way. And it's been fun. It's been, you know, this first 2 months has been really good.
I mentioned head coach Rick Carlisle, but I also have to ask you about what is it like to play for such a dynamic owner in Mark Cuban, because you came on board in the month of July, and he is really into the game. I mean, you talk about his enthusiasm, his passion, but he is a very savvy owner. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, it's totally different than what I used to. He's on the bench with us. He's telling me, you got to shoot the ball or you got to do this. And it's fun. It's like, it's great, you know, have somebody like say normal or like another person you talk to basketball. It's not an owner like, okay, this is the owner, hello, how are you? No, it's great. It's part of the team. And I think that would get him being great. I think he's great because of that.
Okay, so it's hard to believe the month of November is going by so quickly. Let's kind of break down some of the X's and O's. And you guys have had such diversity in your schedule so far, playing Houston, Oklahoma City, and of course Miami last Friday night. Jose, what is kind of your summary or synopsis of what you guys have been able to produce up to this point? You guys are obviously taking care of business at home.
Well, you know, it's the NBA is every day is getting more difficult to win on the road, you know, and we lost against really good teams on the road. But even like that, I think the team shows like we can compete against everybody. We didn't get down by 20 or something like that, or, you know, just blow by is like crazy. So I think we're competing. I think we got a lot of room to improvement with this team. I think we can be better every day. It's going to show. It's going to show on the stands. It's going to show, you know, on the standings, on our games, and it'll be all right. I think I like what I see, and I'm really excited about what we can be. You know, I think we can get all the way up. Yeah.
And an area of improvement when you're talking about that, bettering your game, obviously, is in the turnover category. Not for you specifically. You play error-free basketball, but it really reared its head. You know, when you talk about the game against Miami, you guys had 24 turnovers, yes, then recalibrated your approach and only had 10 against Orlando. And then once again on Monday night against Philly, you guys had 21. How do you minimize those turnovers and get them around that 12 to 13 mark like coach wants?
We got to be a little bit more fundamental sometimes. Don't go for too many crowds or fancy passes or something like that. But at the end of the day, for nine of us, it's a new system. It's a play with nine new guys. Mm-hmm. So you need some time to know what the guys want sometimes. So you throw in the ball thinking, okay, he's looking at me, but maybe no. So it's a little bit of everything. We all got to get better at that situation, for sure.
It really is a systematic approach, just kind of getting that chemistry and learning, yeah, each other's tendencies and things like that. I have to point out for all of our listeners and also our viewers, you had played 31 minutes against Orlando and you had zero turnovers. And that is a common theme throughout your entire career. How have you been able to do that? How do you consistently play that? I mean, are you a spatial thinker? I mean, you think two and three plays ahead. How do you do that?
No, I'm just trying to make the easiest pass. You know, like, you know, if the pass is there and guy is open, just, you know, throw the pass. If you're not sure about it, don't throw it. It's better to hang in the ball and just make it's going to open up another pass in a couple of seconds. So it's not like it's that or nothing. So you got to just keep playing. It's just be patient sometimes and just trying to make the right decision.
Jose, one of the things that's so exciting about the Dallas Mavericks is the brand, the style of basketball that you play. You're such a big part of that. You guys are fourth in the league right now, averaging 106 points per game. Those are numbers that are actually, if you did not know, are comparable to the championship season. And I think one of the things when you're on a fast break and you guys are getting ahead and you're throwing it down, it's easy. The temptation is there to want to just think offense. As the point guard, do you have to make sure that your guys are also coming down and they're bringing it on the other end of the floor, getting into a defensive stand and getting ready to play some deep?
Yeah, and we're getting better on that too. Like, we were talking today about it, and we were like 29th in the first couple of games. Now we are all the way up to 13th in defense. So it's going to be that. I think we got a team. We know we can score points. I think that is not going to be a problem. We got to be able to play defense. And when we're all in the same page and doing the right things, I think we're doing a good job. And that's why we're winning basketball games.
Well, two guys that definitely know how to score points is Monte Ellis and Dirk. It is amazing just how quickly they have connected, the chemistry there. What kind of things do you do to facilitate that so they can get going?
Well, it's pretty easy for me. Like I said, you just put them in the position so they can play two on two on one side and just give them the space. With Monte and there, you know, defense gotta do something different that they used to do. If no, you know, we got myself or all the shooters around just to be able to shoot if they help with my guy. And it's been fun. Like I said, I think everybody's having fun out there. We're getting that little connection, and it's gonna get better.
Jose, how much of a priority is it for you as a point guard to rebound the basketball? When you're facing teams where they, you know, they love to shoot the three ball, a long shot equates to a long rebound, and you've got to get in there around the free throw line and come up with those caroms. Is that something that is on that hit list that you want to take care of each and every night?
Yeah, we got to be better at that, but as a team. You know, sometimes when we talk about rebound, we just talk about big guys, and it's everybody. You know, sometimes there's long rebounds, there's tips, whatever, and everybody got to be ready to grab those, and you can help in that situation. You know, the team is gonna thank you for sure. It's gonna be a lot of possessions for us.
You played in a number of different systems. What's it like now to have D'Alembert and Blair as your targets on the block?
Well, they're doing a great job. You know, I think they're helping us a lot in defense, and they're rolling and they open up a space in offense as well. So they're doing great, and that's what we want them to keep doing it. So we can keep being successful like that.
Jose, as we get ready to wrap up our interview, I was talking about your international experience. Your home country is Spain. Would you mind sharing with everyone just the influence that your father has had throughout your career? I understand he was a terrific player and also a coach, and obviously you're following in his footsteps.
Yeah, that's why I started playing basketball instead of soccer, you know, or football, in Spain. You know, everybody play soccer there. So it was a basketball in my house all the time. My dad used to play and I was in the gym with him. So I started dribbling the ball and here I am.
And a very special thank you to Jose Calderon, the Dallas Mavericks point guard, of course, in his ninth year in the league, and certainly has made quite an impression right there in Dallas. Well, we want you to stay close by because coming up next, we're going to be talking some Big 12 football and the Baylor Bears with Nick Eatman right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.